Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Crazy T Tiffany. Crazy Tracy.
Yeah, crazy Tiffany and Tracy.
And Tracy.
I like how that came out. That sounded perfect. Crazy
Yeah,
Tiffany.
absolutely. Blah, 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 blah,
Dip-a-dip-a-do. I love
welcome, everybody. Hey.
it. Welcome to the crazy show. I love it. So, yeah, I'll have you tell your part.
Oh yeah, and our moderator Tiffany. So officially, we
I
do have.
thought we did that.
Well,
Crazy Tiffany.
we said crazy Tiffany.
Oh, okay. That
Yeah.
wasn't very nice, Tracy. I like a warm introduction.
Who said
Hello, everyone.
So, okay, what was my part? Oh yeah, tell us where you're from. We missed one week, and I'm this long.
What happened?
Tell us where you're from. Light up the grid. Very, very important. You guys, we are doing major, major things when we do that. Light it up. Every time we do that, they're showing me it sends a burst of light, a burst of energy. Really, really cool. Shine your light.
All right. My part in this, the energy update, unless Tiffany wants to do it.
She's not
She's
unmuting.
kind
No.
of So it's really cool because I had posted in my YouTube a video on time distortion. And it's like how people are experiencing time in all these weird ways and not just experiencing it that way. And we've been doing this for a while. Was that this morning or last week, or when was that conversation? Oh yeah, 10 minutes ago even. And so a lot of that going on, but not just that, but we can manipulate the time, right? Oh no, I'm running late, and then
No, we're not.
we got plenty of time. I got to play with that today. So it was so cool. So then I go and listen to the astrology, and she's like, "You guys are going to be experiencing weird things with time." And I'm like, "What are the odds of that?" Like, she was saying all the same things. It was so cool. So you guys be mindful of that. We are still in Mercury in retrograde until April 7th. So again, double check all any written documents. Make sure if you're meeting a friend that you're both meeting at the same address, those kind of things, that you don't leave your phone behind, and all the goodies, anything with communication and electronics, just have patience with it. But yeah, play with time, play with it. So that's kind of my update for right now, is we got some weird fun things going on with time.
Well, and we didn't have a show last week, right? I mean, because
That's
remember,
an example of what we're
exactly.
talking
And I just said we
about.
didn't. And I'm like, I want to verify we did not.
We did not.
Okay, because remember, I
But it
called.
seems like so long ago, doesn't it?
It does. But remember
Yeah.
when I called you on that Saturday after our Friday show, where
Happy
I
birthday to Julia, by the way.
had. Oh, that's right. That was my birthday. That's why. Yeah, you were at Dancing with the Stars. Now it's all coming back to me. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, I had after the okay, we were talking about it had come up on that last show about being in the other dimensions, other timelines, something about experiencing more than one. I can't remember
Yeah.
exactly how we were talking about it, but we would be more conscious of it, right? And
Yeah.
then that night I had this dream. Or, and I was telling Tracy about it the next day, and I'm like, oh my God, I was like, I have to say this out loud before it all starts going away. And then that way I can hold on to some of it. You know how they do. And this was so cool. And it was exactly this, but it was like, it's in the dream. I mean, everything is, it's my same room, it's my same house. It was everything. I was in bed. It's like the TV came on, the TV was over the door. And it came on, and I'm like looking for the remote control to turn it off. It's like, oh goodness, why is that on? And trying to understand it. And then I'm looking around, and I get the remote and I turn it off. Then I turn over, and then it's like that, or maybe I realized at that point, it's like, wait a minute, I don't have a TV in my room. And so then it's 'cause, so I kind of woke up from that, it's like I woke up is what I felt like. And when I realized that, well, then I'm in the sleep again, and then the cat jumps on me in the bed. Jumping over me. And I'm like, goodness, how did she get in? Is that door open? Did she open the door? How did she do that? And I'm really trying to understand how she came in. And I'm like, the door isn't open. And I'm like, as I'm trying to analyze, the door isn't open. She even if she was in the room, she couldn't jump on the bed. She's got little bitty short legs. She couldn't do it. And so, anyway, so it was like, and I think there was a third one, but I don't remember what that one was. But it was like I was waking up from a dream, into another, but they were all in my room with just very slight differences. And we were talking about, it's like, well, I think that's what we're talking about. It's these other maybe timelines, dimensions. So in some dimension, I have a TV in my room, but it's in a really weird place. And another one, I have the cat in the room that's can jump on me, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah, in
Fun.
one of your timelines, you let the cat in. And I was trying to convince her that she should do it in this timeline because cuddling with kitty cats is so sweet.
Nope. Keeps me awake.
Oh my gosh. Before we get too much further into this, a lot of you guys know that if you want to ask us questions, put Tiffany's name in capital letters in the comments and then ask your question. But if you are new and you would like to ask a question, whatever format you're watching this on, hopefully it's my YouTube page. And if it's not, make sure you go to my
Tracy's
YouTube page.
winning, so come on, guys, give me a little love.
We've got this nice heated competition going. But if you're on Facebook, open it up into its full form and write your question in there. Just make sure you put Tiffany in capital letters, maybe some cute emojis, and definitely some princessy, beautiful names with it, like Goddess Princess Tiffany. You guys know, you've been here a while. And ask your questions so that she can ask them to us as our beautiful moderator from the sky.
From
So,
the sky.
yeah. And, all the synchronicities of that time frame last weekend when we weren't here, there was a lot of magic going on, crazy stuff, like
So
just all the synchronicities it took for us going to Dancing with the Stars and just getting all the help we got, the ushers, all the people there were amazing, such cool experiences. My mom got a hug from one of the dancers. We were in a tailspin.
I can only imagine.
It was just such a neat
Actually,
experience.
that video, I hope you, that video is so priceless. It's,
Don't
she
think
is.
I have it on my page. My mom's posted it, so maybe I'll find a way to get it on there. But
So cute.
it is. It's so cute. She gets hugged and she's like, so it was just such a magical night. So I'm sorry I wasn't here with you guys, but it was worth the sacrifice. Thank you everyone for giving me the freedom to go to that. And I wasn't even supposed to be there. So that's the fun part, is I was kind of like, the way that was supposed to line up was all the granddaughters were supposed to bring mom to the show. And then it was like they were being plucked off one at a time. One has a baby, the other one broke her ankle. And it was like, oh, anyways.
As if
So
you
I
weren't
filled one of
supposed
the
to be
slots.
there.
Yeah. So so I was so glad to be there. It was a lot more fun than I could have even realized. It was magical. And that's the other thing I feel like we are doing here right now is as we keep elevating in these other frequencies, we're opening up these little portals of magic. And it does. It just feels like the whole night was just this high vibrational, fun, easy. Everything flowed kind of a night. And so it was really cool. And then talking to you, and you had that weird dream, and all of the things with that was cool. And we're definitely, oh, and I had somebody post on my YouTube that they took a picture of their son, and it was like there was two noses, four eyes, like there was two of them overlapping each other in
Right,
the
like
picture.
superimposed,
Yeah. And I said, I think you've got a picture of both timelines. That's really interesting. Or the body's morphing, but even with that, it's moving between dimensions. So it's kind of the same thing. Yeah. Anyway,
Well,
so
these
that's what
cameras
we've been
now
doing.
catch these things.
Yeah. More and more of that's gonna keep happening. We're gonna keep evolving this, and it's going faster and faster, right? Like Before it'd be like, oh, this happened, and then a while later that happened. Now it's like every day almost, you're like, oh my gosh, this happened, that happened. I'm manifesting and creating and having all these cool things happening just by setting intentions. So anyway, should
As
we
if
bring in the girl?
it's
What's that?
easy.
It's easy. And that's what we keep telling. This is so easy. And that's what they've been telling us for years, right? It's like, it's actually easy. You just got, if you can get your mind to shift, then it's going to be really easy. But we have to believe that it's going to be easy, you know, and then people aren't, well, when I experience it, I'll believe it. And Julia says,
You won't see it until you believe it. So you've got to believe it first. It just will not work the other way. It's not how it works. You have to believe it, then you'll see it.
yeah, believe us. Anyway, should we bring in the goddess?
Absolutely. God is
Oh,
going.
goddess in the
Hi. Would you like to see where everyone's from? Or I guess here you're not going to see, but you can, your mind's eye can
we will
see.
see it. Oh, very good save on that. The mind's eye.
We have Quebec, Canada, Portland, San Antonio, Texas,
So
New
you're
York, Finland, another Oregon. We have Little Rock, Arkansas.
okay.
Oh, we are in competition.
Portugal, North Carolina, Sarah from Vegas, California, Colorado, Idaho, Flor
Oh,
Plant City,
Idaho.
Florida.
I've heard of that. They
Plant
have a
City?
strawberry is there on their water tower.
Really? Plant City.
New York City, England, San Francisco, Minnesota, Tennessee, Florida, Ohio, Long Island, Miami Beach, New Zealand, another Texas, Tucson, Arizona, Ohio, Massachusetts, Sparks, Nevada, New Zealand.
Down under, you guys are amazing. That's so
Yeah.
cool. I hope I was right on that Plant City. I've just seen that on one of the home improvement shows, and they're always doing homes in Plant City. And I think
Oh.
that I think I remembered it. Hope I did. Same
I just want to thank Oregon for representing tonight.
here for Arkansas. Whoop.
We're growing in numbers.
Actually, you guys everywhere, thank you so much for lighting up your light.
Absolutely. That's so fun to just hear it all over the place. That's so
Hold on. Tasmania, Iceland,
whoa.
Cuba. All right,
All
I just had to
right.
say those.
Iceland, we're coming.
We're
Tasmania,
coming. You'll see us all
I think
there
that's
in
the first
June.
Tasmania we've had. And what was the last Cuba?
Yeah.
We haven't had Cuba on here before, have we?
Well, if they're a regular listener, they'll be like, what?
Yeah,
Woo-hoo.
exactly. Well, welcome,
Hi,
everybody.
everybody. Yeah, that's super
Oh, cool.
exciting.
Oh,
Super
cool.
exciting.
You guys are amazing coming from everywhere.
Yeah, that's always fun. And I feel like it builds our energy up. And, you know, we just all start connecting our threads of light and making this a real big buzz of a show. So, and that goes for all of you that join afterwards too. I like you're joining later, but you're still putting your location and it still counts. So,
It still counts. You're still lighting your light. Lighting your light. That doesn't sound shining your light. Could be your light and your light.
right. I do want to point out something while everybody's getting their questions in the chat. So, those of you who have followed us, you notice that Julia and I will wear similar clothing. So, every time, you know, it's like, oh, gee. You know, even if it's not exactly the same color, it might be the same style or something like that. And so today I actually went in my closet and said, what is Julia going to wear? And set the intention. And I put this on and Julia went in and did the same thing, by the way. I wonder what Tracy will wear. And she put that on. Now, I have nothing like that in my closet and
I
she
have
has
nothing like that.
nothing like this. So we still did it.
Yeah, I don't have black.
We both picked something the other one would not have had. And so I think that's pretty funny still. And that we both did the same thing, going, I wonder what? Because I don't do that. I'm wearing what I'm wearing, and that's what you get. And it was just kind of funny that I did that today. I thought, oh, how fun. Maybe I'll try. And then this is what we do. So We're still pretty tapped in that telepathy. Pick something she doesn't have. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of these days maybe we'll go shopping together and get exactly the same shirt and really throw you guys off. Because usually it's just the same color or style.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Anyway.
busy or not busy, or same color.
Right. Oh, all right. I think we're ready. Are you ready?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Princess Butterfly.
Ooh, a princess butterfly now. Okay.
Can you imagine what that would look like?
It's a little
It's a pretty butterfly with a crown. Yeah,
with
exactly.
Tiffany's face on it.
Oh, that sounds creepy. I bet you could ask
Yeah.
AI to make it for you.
Wouldn't that be fun?
So we're going to go ahead and kick off the Tiffany show with a question to Tiffany.
Okay.
This is from Lenny asking, am I doing my part to keep Austin weird? And my answer is no, I think I could be doing more.
Know, a DNA analyst into metaphysics.
Right.
Secretly.
And
Don't
is
tell.
the
And
shadow
mom.
voice of a podcast on Friday nights.
Yes.
You're doing pretty good.
I think so.
All
What do you think?
right. I'll take it.
I love it.
Next question is from Carol. Princess Tiffany, are Julia and Kaya still doing their Friday morning Facebook show? I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yes, we are. We are like this deep into projects right now, and I'm gonna blame Kaya.
Oh, wow.
No, it's both of us. But anyway, I mean, when he gets in that zone, he's like, I am, it's I want to stay here and stuff. And so we're really getting close to having that done. So we should be having our regular shows again. But sorry, yeah, we will be back. We still have.
Nice
We
being
miss
back.
you guys. We want to come back.
Well, maybe in April when I'm in Egypt, you'll be able to
Yeah.
convince them to do it just so that they don't go through complete withdrawal.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. And when they play the reruns, yes, we look different now. I remember last time, oh, did something's changed about you? Yeah, I aged 5 years. So there's that. And the background changed. And so, yeah. So just be prepared. It's kind of fun to watch the archive shows, though, see what we were talking about back then
Right.
and doing that.
Have we changed what we're talking about? Just wondering. I don't know.
We'd have to watch to find out. I remember how we used to try to come up with themes for the show? We don't do that anymore.
No, we let you guys do
That's
it.
right.
And you
Yeah.
guys are really, really good at it.
And it helps because then we're talking about things you want to hear. So, yeah. But yeah, I remember that. We would sit there and go, well, what are we going to talk about? And then we'd come up with a theme. And then every time I would end up experiencing something that would
That's
go
why we're
along
not.
with the theme. And I would be like, can we quit doing
Yeah,
this?
that's why it happened right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so I don't mind not doing it that way anymore. Being surprised. What are we going to talk about? So, all right, questions, Miss Tiffy. I wonder if she'll answer to that. That was a little different.
I mean, it's on the spectrum of names that I get called, so I'll allow it.
Okay. I could call you my name for you.
Oh. Ooh,
Next
maybe we should
time.
let the audience guess what your name is for her. And
Oh,
then we want to hear
goodness.
those guesses.
Everybody guess what I call Tiffany.
Oh, goodness. This question's from Katie. Can you nice ladies please explain how QHHT works?
How it works. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're I'm trying to okay, I'm trying to understand what it is you're exactly wanting. I mean, it that helps you. You're in a relaxed state and you're connecting with your higher self to show you things that you need to know that are relevant for your life now to help you with situations, issues, whatever you're going through. But that's in a really,
That's
really
a very little nutshell.
very little.
We're bypassing the critical mind, getting you out of your monkey mind. What does your mom call it? The ch
Oh, Mr. Stupid.
Mr. Stupid. Yes, I knew I wasn't getting the name of it right. Getting you out of Mr. Stupid, the monkey mind. And we're going into that higher self or higher awareness, the part of you that helped design this life in the first place and knows the answers. It's really fascinating to bypass that critical mind and get those answers. Also, it's past life regression or life regression, however we want to look at that, because you may go into future or alternate life. And sometimes you will see lives connected to what you're experiencing currently, and it'll help explain why you're with certain people or going through certain things. And that in itself is very healing to have a bigger understanding of it. So there's a lot of ways that QHHT can help people heal. Through Julia's work, and let me throw out the book. The body talks to us. So aches, pains, all those things, we get into that and try to play detective. Why is my shoulder hurting? Why is, this part of my body doing what it's doing? And we talk to it and talk to the higher self and ask what the soul's wanting to learn from this. So there's a lot of things. It depends. Everyone's different. Every session is different. And
Every single session is different.
they're powerful. And even when sessions don't go as you might think or want them to go, you're still getting exactly what you needed out in the session. And it's powerful to experience that, especially as a practitioner. We have an attachment to you guys walking out with what you came in looking for. We want that for you too. But sometimes it's like, huh, that didn't quite do what we thought it was going to do. But then you go home and you process that. And then voila, you get some answers from that. And you re-listen. That's what we want to reinforce, re-listen to that
Listen.
recording, and you'll get even more out of it. So very powerful sessions that take you into some deeper parts of the subconscious and into the higher self, getting maybe some little hidden pearls that will really help you.
Everything you discover is relevant to
Yeah.
you now, and so that's why you're seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
In
cool.
whatever lifetime it is.
Exactly.
Oh, very good. Hope that helps.
I'm sorry, I'm seeing somebody in the chat saying, can we do self QHHT? No, you can't. You need a facilitator for that.
Because
Somebody
you're
to
in a
ask the
really deep
questions.
state, and this state is where you are when you go to sleep at night, you go through this state right before you go to sleep, and then you come through this state as you're waking up. So it's a balancing act to hold you there, and that's what the practitioner is for, is to hold you in that state. If you do not have someone there helping you with that, you will go into sleep. So that's where I have found what you can do is you understand how to work with the higher self, you understand how to talk to it. So that's a huge thing that you can take from QHHT to help for yourself, because we can all communicate with our higher self, and this is just helping us to understand how.
Exactly. So yeah, we'll leave it that. That's perfect. Because yeah, you're learning how to make that connection. So can you get your answers? Yeah, when you learn how to really communicate with that higher self, absolutely.
Yeah, once you understand, and that's where, having a QHHT session help, you're connecting to that part, and then you're understanding how to do it, how it feels, how it sounds, all those things. And that's what I think is probably the biggest thing that QHHT is for, is helping you make that connection. So now you can do it on a conscious level afterwards.
Right. Beautiful. All right. I'm going to think on this one for a minute because I really want to upgrade from my last tiny announcement of Tiffany. So, beautiful goddess queen.
Cool. She's
I
a
almost want to compare you to like Athena,
oh.
powerful Athena, goddess in the sky. Tiffany, powerful Tiffany in the sky. Yeah, I'm just going to overdo it.
It
What
as
do you got for us?
cool. Large wings.
And all of a sudden, she is just big energy, isn't she?
Thank you. It matches well with my personality.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Are there heightened or different energies for us personally on our birthdays? Maybe energies that can be used to help with manifestations?
What does happen on a birthday? Because it's a cycle, it's coming back around. So I feel like there probably is something, but I don't know if it's.
What popped in for me with that question is that on your birthday, there's a lot of people thinking about you, right? So they're amplifying and cheering you on, wishing you a happy birthday, celebrating you. So I'd say yeah, because you're getting this amplified celebratory lifted energy around you. So I would say yes, that's probably a big portal of manifestation, which is probably a good reason to blow out those candles and make a wish.
True. But also, because a lot of people were wishing it's happy solar return, happy this. So it's like, okay, yeah, the sun just made a rotation. It's back where it was when you were born.
And it puts you on a different numerology wise, puts you in a different
Yeah.
year.
So there's probably there's something going on there. I mean, definitely, like, yeah, you're shifting and things, but as far as like, what specifically? I mean, you said a minute ago it's your intention that counts. So let's just say, yes, on your birthday, you have these things happening. It's our intent, right?
Right. And our belief. Yes. We're celebrating that idea with you. I like it. All right. Let's do a little drum roll. Did that work? Could you hear it?
You can't hear it, so I'm just going to
Oh.
pretend you did a
What
drum
about?
roll.
We both did
Do it from your mouth. There you
it.
go.
These microphones are almost too good. All right. Tiffany, what's next?
Divine Goddess Tiffany, if someone is already a medium, what is the best way to pair that with being a soul speak practitioner?
Oh. You're already ta Oh, you want to be the practitioner. You still have to let that client, they come up with the answers. Yeah, I see what you're saying. And that's the tricky part, is that even as a QHHT practitioner, as any practitioner, the thing is, like, I'm getting the answers. I just want to tell you what I'm getting. But that's not what these modalities are about. These modalities are about the client getting the answers themselves. Not from an outside source. It's from themselves. Now you might get clues. I mean, because you're getting things, so that might help you steer questions.
That's what I
And
was going to
that's how
say.
I would use it. Just like,
Use
okay.
it to ask better questions, but you still got to be careful with that because you've got to stay with what they're saying and then ask questions that would be appropriate to what they're saying. But also if you're getting some sort of intuitive nudge for something, you can ask them certain questions. Just make sure you're staying on the subject and not veering off in a different direction.
Yeah, and we call that leading. If you're asking questions based on what you're seeing, assuming, whatever, that's leading. Just keep it open, keep it to what, let them have their experience and get their answers.
I could share a little something with that I did with somebody I was trying to make that point with. I was
Okay.
like, okay, so this is why we want to stay with what the client is saying. And so I had them close their eyes and I got them started on something and they were talking about it. And then I asked them a question that wasn't really relevant to it and took them off track of that and had them answer that. And then we went back to it and then we went over here and did this and then we went back to it. And then I said, okay, now let me do this. And then I just kept going with what they were saying and evolving it. And I said, which one did you like better? And they're like, I was so frustrated with you on the first one. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, energetic, because I've had people do that with me, because that happens a lot. Energetically, you feel like you're being jerked around.
Yeah. You're trying to say, you're seeing this thing and you're trying to evolve it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I'm out in a beautiful field. Oh, what do you eat for dinner? I'm out in the field, and it's like you want to follow that. And maybe you're seeing something that would give them a clue to something, but you've gotta play out what they're seeing. And they might get there on their own or
Right.
whatever,
And
but
I like to remind people that You might not be correct. What you're seeing may not be correct because I used to do that as a game too. It's like, oh, I'm seeing this, and they weren't seeing that. And I'm like, whoa,
Yeah.
but I didn't go down that road because
Yep.
it
I've
was.
had that happen too, where I'm listening to them and then it's evolving in my head and I'm just asking what happens next. And
Yeah.
it was not what I was seeing.
Wasn't it?
And then sometimes it is, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But
Then it's a
yeah.
game. That's a game that you play, not how
Yeah.
you work with them.
Just don't play it out loud.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stay with your clients as best you can. The empath that you are is going to help you. That would be more important than like mediumship or psychic abilities, right? Like being the empath. And I'll just say, like when I'm in an interview and I'm listening to somebody and they say that they go, well, I didn't really have a good relationship with dad. So anyways, then da-da-da-da-da-da, and they go off and I'm like, man, all of a sudden I got this pit in my stomach. And I'll be like, let's go back to dad. Can we go back to dad and talk about that? And then we evolved that. And sure enough, it was important. So the empath stuff might be like you might feel something and then they're trying to skip over it. Like I've had them go, I'm like, tell me about school. And oh, yeah, I was in first grade. And then when I was a senior in high school, it's like, whoa, what happened to the other? It's like, what?
Yeah, 12 years gone.
Yeah, it's like, can we kind of go back? And there's something in there that they didn't want to talk about. And it's almost always something traumatic was in there if they skipped a big plot of their lives, you know? So when you're working with anybody, soul speak, UHHT, or even just talking to someone as a friend, be a good listener and follow their story and what they're doing. It's going to evolve and they're going to feel heard and that's going to help.
Exactly.
Yay. Okay.
Oh,
We could do, I just got done with sessions. So I'm just in my head going, yeah, like, so yeah, it's a powerful thing to be present. So.
majorly. And that's a skill, absolutely a skill worth developing. So pay attention. It's not about you all the time. It's about your client. So let them share their story. Let them reveal all of that, and you be the good listener and know where to ask questions to flesh it out.
All right. I see her like a diamond light in the sky. Tiffany,
Of
could
course
you
you
share
would.
another question?
He's an April Aries, and diamond is her birthstone.
Speaking of psychics.
I was going to say, am I the good witch? From Glinda
Oh.
the Good Witch, come down on my diamond bubble.
There you go. I love that scene. Isn't there some fun music that goes with that?
Yeah,
Can't
you
remember
should
what
sing
it
it.
is. I don't know what it is, or I
I'm
would.
sure it's just like vocalizing. All right.
You're not going to do it?
Nope,
Darn
all you.
it. All you. Oh.
Oh, Princess Tiffany, sovereign of the heavens.
Wow, that was excellent.
My daughter's dog has cancer. What is that a manifestation of? And is it a reflection of her or my daughter?
Of her meaning the dog, reflection of the dog.
I would assume so.
Animals reflect what's going on in the home, and many times it has to do with their person, you know. So, but you have to always look at the home, what's going on there. Cancer is about anger. So somewhere there's anger, a lot of anger that's suppressed. That's what she's the dog is trying to show, that there's anger that you need to look at. There's anger that you need to deal with. So she's being the volunteer and saying, here, I'm going to show it to you. Oh, and I'm getting that. See, as soon as she does that, look at the compassion that has to come out, you know, all of that. So, but there's anger about, you know, who knows what. When we suppress anger, this is what I am. It's like revelation. It's like we suppress it. So that's what we've been saying. It's anger that's been suppressed. Here's what it usually is. It's suppressed so well, the person that is suppressing it is not even aware that they are angry.
Yeah.
They are so good at suppressing it. It's shoved down so deep. So that's why
And
she's
it's
whoever has
likely an
this.
old, it's an old wound, most likely, like a childhood wound. And that's why you're not aware. But yet, there's things that cycle through your life that give you the clues that this is there. And yeah, if the dog's representing that, I love how you pulled out that, you're gonna just open your heart with compassion. This is your little fur baby and all the things, and it's healing you. And yeah, they do magical things for us. And I'm just sitting here as you're talking about it, thinking of, the history of my animal collection, and I had one of my dogs die from stomach cancer and stuff. And I sit there and go, oh yeah, during that time I was probably, stomaching a lot or pushing things down, and they'll pop up and show us that stuff. And to remember that our animals view crossing over way different than we do. Like, it's a different experience for them, because they don't think about it like we do. They're in the moment. They're not thinking about those things. So,
But then also, as you know, when we understand and see, you're asking the questions, what is this about? What do we need to know? Then as you're dealing with it and dealing with the anger, working with the anger, exposing it, the dog
it
will
go away.
probably, exactly, it will go away just because it was just a message. It's trying to get your attention to get you on that course of action. So,
They're
yeah.
great little teachers.
Wonderful teachers.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you angry about? But it's going to take a lot because we push that anger down so much.
You have to get very honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And it's funny how sometimes we don't get honest with ourselves. Like, what does that mean to you? Or what do you really want? And I want everyone to be happy is not an answer. That it's not, what do you want? How do you want to feel? And take everyone else out of the equation and start figuring out where you might want to change or shift things you're doing. It's about you, or can be. You're asking the question. So I'm just like, it can be. If that's your dog, that could be about you. What is the lesson you're learning from that? And what is it bringing up for you? Okay.
Exactly. Let's
All right.
wrapping all that in.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Is that
me?
Yes.
Am I the star?
You're like a shooting star. I want to make
Oh.
a wish on you.
Oh, I'll allow it. One wish, though.
Did you catch
No
it?
three. I'm not a genie.
Wait, I threw it. Did you catch it?
Oh, hold on. Do it again.
Okay.
It went past my head.
Oh my
Got
goodness.
it.
Phew.
I gave it to Percy. He said he'll hold on to
Oh, good. Okay.
it.
What do we got?
That was the show break. You're welcome, everyone.
That
Do you have any advice for someone who just passed QHHT level one test and is about to do the very first session? Some words of encouragement, maybe?
fun. No expectations. Just have fun. You
Yeah.
have what you need. Just go through it. Don't, you know, Tr Tracy's going to give you more practical stuff. She'll give you more here, but that's
I'm
just,
practical.
yeah, just have fun. That's what I tell everyone when I'm going into a session, have fun. You know, it's not just be you. You know what you've got to do, and you're practicing. Okay. We don't say go out and be perfect. We say go practice. So you're practicing. It'll feel odd. It'll feel weird at first, but this is what you're doing to get, you just got to get more comfortable. And yeah, it takes practice to do that.
Practice your induction, and a nice, pretty, steady voice would be great. I know that our loved ones or family members are tend to be the first people we pick to practice on, so that's okay. But
No expectations.
just remember that they're the hardest clients sometimes, because they're not going to be as free to just share everything with you. And if you could find a friend's friend, that would be even better. Somebody that maybe you're not as acquainted with, just because it's easier to do that with people that are not, you don't know everything about them already or all the things, So
I just say you're, you know, It's practice. It gets you through the process. So don't have expectations on it.
Yeah.
It's for you. This is for you. Just practice. It's not about them. If they have wonderful things happen, fantastic. That's amazing. But don't expect it.
That's good advice. Yeah. So practice your induction, and everything you need is right there. So beautiful. So just follow along. You'll be fine. You'll do a great job. And there, you're not going to get anything you can't handle. That's the best part. It's not
Exactly.
just that your client isn't going to get anything they can't handle. Neither are you. You guys have a beautiful team that's working with you. And congratulations, and I'm excited for you. And may all your volunteers show up so you can move through this in the manner that which you would like to.
Absolutely.
Okay. Where are we at? We're doing pretty good. We got time for more questions.
We have any names? I mean, have any pick names that I call Tiffany?
Tiffins.
I wonder who said that.
No, this is Lenny. He says Julia told us to guess her nickname for Tiffany. Isn't it Tiffin's?
That's Tracy's name, Tracy and Monica
Yeah, we
and
like calling her Tiffin's, especially when we see the big RVs that have Tiffin's on the front. She gets so many of those pictures. Oh, look what I saw. It made me think of you. Okay, so you guys got to keep guessing. That's not it. What do you think Julia would call Tiffany?
Well, she called me
I don't
crazy
even know. I
earlier.
don't even think I know this. Do I know this?
Really?
Yeah, you do.
I'm sure I probably heard it. When you say it, I'll be like, oh,
Yeah.
okay. I'm overthinking
This
got
is
really
from
close to
Rose.
her, but everybody else calls her in the circle.
That's what?
Lenny got it very close, called her what everybody
Yeah.
else calls her in the circle.
Well, he picked up on this mommy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well,
We're ready.
This is from Rose. Tiffany, Princess of Pixies.
Nice.
Please explain again the difference between blueprint events in life, as in meant to be, and free will journey. When a psychic or a medium makes predictions, how does it work?
We're getting a lot of psychic questions tonight.
I mean, you come in with a blueprint. Those, I feel like those are your main, I think you called it one time the fated things. Those are your main things that you have that you want to make sure you accomplish, you want to make sure you do so that you learn things, whatever. And I look at it as everything else is an experience. So those are the free will things. There's just an experience. Now, the free will, though, really, free will for me is how you choose to respond to something. So that can even be with the blueprint and things, you know. So, because this is where the different timelines come in. On this timeline, you're reacting this way. On this timeline, you're reacting this way. And this one, you're reacting another way. So you're getting all these different experiences of different reactions to this one blueprinted item. Woo, that was cool.
Wow. Like it. I like it. So, yeah, I guess the way that I usually describe it to people is you can manifest and create as long as it doesn't interfere with the destiny points of what you want to experience. So if you sat down and said, okay, I want to experience blah, 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 blah. Everything's going to take you to those one way or the other. You're going to find your way to that. But the way you get there might be different. That might be the free will thing, right? Like, oh, I'm going to turn left instead of right. Well, left is still going to get you over here,
Would be a
but
scenic
you're
route.
taking it, you're taking a scenic route and whatever. So, yeah. So I think, you came in with certain things you wanted to do. And people that you were going to do those with. Like, to me, relationships, significant relationships are destinies. Obviously, your parents and then siblings can be also, but like the people you marry, the children you have, those are pretty important destiny points. I don't know if I ever told this group, but I had a dream. I had Josh, my oldest one, and I did this meditation. I was reading this book at the time. It had this meditation to do, and you go sit on a bench and somebody will come sit with you and you can ask them questions. And I asked questions. And so of course I said, well, how many children am I going to have as I'm on maternity leave holding my brand new baby? And I
Josh is
heard
number one. He was number
Josh
one.
was number one. And I heard it in my head, you will have three. And I think I heard it, you'll have three boys. Yeah, I did. You'll have three boys. And I thought, wow, that was very specific. Okay. So then I did the thing we all want to do. And I'm like, oh, I probably made that up and da 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 da. And now keep in mind, when I was in my late teens and early 20s, I didn't even think I wanted kids. So for me to have three kids, it was like, what? I'm gonna have three. So then I went, I think it was that night or two nights later or something like that. It was within the same week. I had a dream, and I don't know if anybody here knows who Sylvia Brown is, but she was a well-known psychic. She was on Montel show and stuff like that. And so I used to watch her. And she was in my dream, and we go sit down on a couch, and she says, what do you want to ask me? And I said, well, I want to ask how many kids I'm going to have. And she goes, well, you already got that answer. You already know you're going to have three boys. And I'm just getting chills telling this to you guys. But to me, that it was just like, well, that's weird. I got that in a meditation, then in a dream. So by the time I got pregnant with the second one, man, you couldn't get me that ultrasound fast enough. I'm like, is it a boy? Is it a boy? And it was. And then I'm like, whoa, just like in my dream. Okay. So, anyways, I end up with three boys, and that's my psychic child story. Like, I don't get a lot of, what do you call that, prophetic dreams, but that was definitely one. And then I also had a dream about the awakening before I understood what that was. And I'm watching it all unravel now, and I'm telling you guys, it's gonna be a happy ending. It's good. But it's not without you
Some
know,
bumps and bruises.
bumps in the road or whatever. We gotta, there's gonna be confusion at times, you know, like what, who's the right person to listen to when now we got all this AI stuff coming out that's like, what's real, what's not real, who's saying this, you know, and it's like, we're all gonna have to start figuring out what we want to be real, because that's what we're creating.
Absolutely. And I had, this is a really interesting point. That was another phone call I did to you last week. I'm not going to tell exactly what I was looking for, but I was doing a search because it's something I was reading. So I was just like, well, I'm going to go check this out because I remember it this way. And so I'm going to Google this. And I'm Googling it and I'm not finding it. And I'm finding all this other stuff. I'm like, what the heck? That is not it. You know, and it's like a whole different reality. And that's why I called Tracy. I'm like,
Am I
is
on a
this
different
what it's like to be on this timeline where it's like you don't know what's going on and stuff? And anyway, we talked about it, but it was like everything I searched was not it. And it was kept coming up with things I have never heard of. What the heck? And then we were like, you know, as AI comes in more and more, I think it's going to be shifting these things. It won't be the things that we have necessarily, although AI is supposed to be taking all that information and that's what it's giving you, but I'm wondering what's it doing?
Yeah, it's
Is
going to
it
be an
inserting
adjustment
new
for sure.
things and making new reality?
It could. Yeah, we could be calling things way different things in the future because it'll be our new normal. So remember when we used to call it this? And some of us will, and some of us won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
So,
wild. That was like, okay, Tracy, I think my brain's just gone wild.
yeah. Well, I've done that to you with the. I've done
Payback.
that too. It's like, what timeline am I on? What's happening here? So, yeah. All right. How are we doing? We got 5 more minutes.
Five
All right. So, all right, twinkle, twinkle, little star.
more
What kind of questions do you have for us? I was trying to rhyme it, couldn't do it.
So far.
So far. Yes. Teamwork.
The nicknames that seem to be that have come through are Tiff. So I don't know if you just want to go ahead and tell everybody what it is.
What do you think, Tracy?
I was going to make up something really. Little bumpkins or something.
Pumpkins. Tifferdoodle.
Tifferdoodle. I don't know if I have heard you call
Makes
it that.
complete sense, right?
Well, yeah. I
Me.
meant to call you baby bumpkins, though. So,
It's along the same line.
you guys want to know what my nickname was growing up? Could you guess? You probably couldn't.
Tracy Bumpkins.
Yes! No.
Tracy, Tracy.
No.
Tracy.
It's not going to have anything to do with my name.
Okay, well then no.
Yeah, right? Scooter. I would
Duder?
call it Scooter because I
Duder.
would scoot on my bumpkin instead of crawl.
Okay.
And so my dad would call me Scooter, and my uncle called me, like everybody called me Scooter. So I forgot I actually had a different name. So, yeah.
Real
Then,
question, do they still call you Scooter?
well, they did until I was at least in my teens, because I remember the first time I heard my uncle say my actual name, and it felt so weird for him to say it, my name. Like, that's not your name for me.
I
I
am
was
old
like,
now. What
so
is
you
it?
reach a certain age, and I guess they figure you don't want your nickname anymore. But yeah, so Scooter, that was me. So, anyways, and then I apparently I used to always go, "What's that? What's that? What's that?" and drive them nuts when we were in a car driving. Yeah, you know, that was before seat belts, and you could stand up in the front seat with your parents, and
We
so.
used to be wild children.
Yeah, rebels. We did it all. What do we got? 3 minutes? You got a quick one for us?
I don't think so.
Oh, no more questions? Whoa,
Oh, I
geez.
mean, no, there's questions.
Oh,
They're
not
not
a
going to be
quick one. I don't know if
quick.
there's a quick one. Well, we can make one a quick
Yeah. Well, I like this one. A past theme was that our dragons are coming in. I had one dragon visitation last month. How do our dragons help us on an individual basis? What are they here to do?
Okay.
You have
Yeah.
1 minute, Tracy.
1 minute. Okay. Your dragons are here to, one, help you with your awakening. They're kind of like your guardians. I call them gatekeepers or whatever. You know, they're just here to help you find the right frequencies, the right energy, and keep you on. They're kind of like angels in a way. But you know, if you want to transmute something, use the dragon's fire. You can call on them to clear your path and remove obstacles. They're just very loving. Like they're just like a soulmate to have around. So just even having them near you is just uplifting. But they're going to help elevate your energy and help you through the ascension, because you know we get ascension symptoms sometimes. And so call your dragon in if you're experiencing that. So yeah, did that was like a quickie. I'm sure there's more to it, but that would be a good base, but nice foundation for you.
Okay, so everything QHHT, if you are looking into being a practitioner, having a session, going to our retreats, we have one coming up in Asheville, North Carolina, here in May, May 23rd, 27th. And then we also, what else do we have? We have a
The
sale going on
cruise.
too, so we have a cruise. Yeah, well, talk everything QHHT.
Oh,
Go to
yeah.
QHHTofficial.com and you'll get everything that you need there. And then Tracy, Tiffany, and I, and Trina, Sharon will be on a cruise around Iceland in June. And that is going to be amazing. So if these are things that you would love to just be with your like-minded people, with your tribe, come on and join us.
Absolutely.
Then they
It'd
can
be
get
fun.
about the cruise, you can get that at tracymahan.com.
Yeah, it's all set up for you to check that all out and find your path to all the things you need for the cruise. So wonderful. And
And
we already showed off your book, so that's good.
yeah, and then if you want to find Tracy, have a session with Tracy, go to QHHTofficial.com and so find a practitioner. You'll see her picture under the level three practitioners. Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Tiffany, any parting words?
Love each other.
Oh, beautiful. Well done. All right. You heard it here first. Love each other. Maybe not first, but yeah.
Yeah. Love
Bye,
you all. Thank you so much for being here.
everybody. Bye, ladies.
You ladies.